Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The biggest sports bar deals this Thursday. Chance to win the NBA 2K21.
For the Nintendo Switch.
That happens next segment. All right, so stick around for that if you'd like to win. We talk some basketball as the NBA playoffs return tonight. Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals in the bubble at Disney as the Heat will look to go up 2-0 on the Boston Celtics. Josh Robbins covers the NBA and the Magic for the Athletic and is kind of give us some time on a weekly basis and joins us this morning. Josh, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. It's a pleasure to be here on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
Thanks for caring.
Well, yeah, we do care. Let me start tonight's game, the Heat and the Celtics. What'd you make of the block heard around the basketball world the other night in Bam Adebayo? What was a great basketball game back and forth, but man, how about the block?
That was one of the greatest blocks I've ever seen. Considering the stage, the importance of the game, and then the importance of that specific play within that game. Doesn't get much more important than that, if it ever does. And let's remember, Jason Tatum went up there with a level of force that was just going to be a magnificent dunk in which the ball would have hit the ground before even Tatum's feet hit the ground. I mean, that's how forceful he went up there. And Bam Adebayo made one of the greatest defensive plays, certainly one of the greatest challenges at the rim anyone will ever see.
Look, if you give me six more games like that, I'm all in for this series, and I think we're going to get a really good series. But I'm curious, Josh, I mean, to some degree, you cover from a certain way the Heat. Why has Miami been able to stay relevant? Pat Riley has transformed a roster like this one. At the end of last season, people kind of wonder where they were cap space. Now, they've had some years that they were stuck in that middle of the pack, but people talk about that Heat culture. What do you believe has been unique that in the post-Big Three era has kept Miami relevant?
Well, the culture is real. All that talk about culture, that's real. Those players play hard. They get the most out of those teams, and the young guys get better. Name a young guy on that team who, in the last few years, has not gotten better. I don't think you or anyone else can do that. I don't think I can. But as I'm looking over the roster now, they've brought aboard people who were undervalued by other teams and then developed those folks. Bam Adebayo, perfect example. He was a lottery pick. I believe he was 14th. I mean, that he's not an early lottery pick. And then once he arrived, he was all energy at first, his first, second year. Now he's one of the most improved players in the league, a legit all-star. He's really emblematic of what they've done. Duncan Robinson, someone the whole league didn't want. They took a chance on Kendrick Nunn. Kendrick Nunn on the all-rookie team. There are reasons, off-court reasons, why he fell that dissuaded other teams, but the Heat took him and haven't really received any pushback for taking him from the public. Tyler Hero drafted, and they hit on that draft pick. I mean, he plays with a level of confidence that rookies, 20-year-olds, shouldn't have. I think that's really, I think those are the main reasons.
Let me shift, talking about roster building, okay? The fact that Denver's come back twice down the way they have in these playoffs is incredible. I do believe that, you know, we should give the Nuggets credit. I'm going to ask you about the Clippers in just a second. But, Josh, the makeup of that roster is also interesting, which I guess can be frustrating to a certain degree for Magic fans. But That's not loaded with a bunch of top five drafted guys in the Denver team. I mean, Jokic is the 41st overall pick. Murray was a first round draft pick, but they built that team also to a spot that it's going to be good for a while. Whether it wins championships, I don't know, but they're in the Final Four.
What's the lesson here, in my opinion? The lesson is that you have to hit on your draft picks. You have to hit on your draft picks. You mentioned Jamal Murray, drafted 7th, right in the middle of the lottery. Well, how many players ahead of him did not pan out? Dragan Bender, 4th overall. Chris Dunn, 5th overall. Buddy Hield, 6th overall, has been a good player but not a great player. Jamal Murray, whom some teams thought was overdrafted at number 7, just keeps getting better and better. Nikola Jokic, as you said, and you're exactly right, 41st overall. The teams that make the best use of their draft picks, those are the teams that tend to go the furthest in the playoffs. And every draft pick is an opportunity, and if you don't make the most of those opportunities, you really put yourself behind the eight ball, pardon the cliche.
Obvious criticism that was expected with the Clippers and the collapse here, so just let me get your thoughts. Blame is easy to hand out, and based on what happened in Game 7, you can certainly point to Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. I think overall Leonard will get a career pass in the sense that he's proven how good he is, but what do you make of what happened to the Clippers? People criticizing Doc for a number of reasons, in the case of why not the adjustments as these games unfolded, and also overall, what's fair as far as a criticism you think for the Clippers?
Everything that you mentioned, I think, is fair. Doc Rivers receives so much credit when things go well. It's only fair and proper to point out where the Clippers could have fared better in that series. Could they have taken the ball out of Murray's hands more often? What about Jokic's hands? Could they have tried to make other guys on that team beat them? Granted, if there were only one superstar or only one star on that Denver team, I think that would have even more, that criticism would be even more accurate. But I do think it's accurate. They had double-digit leads in so many of those games. You know, you're up 3-1. You should end the series. I think the criticism for this series on Paul George and Kawhi Leonard is valid. All this talk about chemistry and all that stuff. All right, maybe the chemistry isn't what it needs to be. But if Paul George and Kawhi Leonard shoot better than they shot in Game 7, the Clippers could have advanced. So all this is valid. I think most of the criticism will land on Paul George because he is an all-star level player, and he has not had a real playoff breakout, at least in the last several years. So, again, when people get praised correctly, they have to also come under the same level of criticism.
Mike D'Antoni and the Rockets are going to part ways. That seemed more like Mike wasn't, or whether Tillman Fertitta was supposed to call, I don't know. He's on the market. We've got a few teams with vacancies there. I'll be curious. I guess I might be surprised if Doc and the Clippers part ways. Typical coaching cycle. Nothing's typical of the NBA, but there are some interesting spots open. Houston certainly is an interesting one because the dynamics of that roster. What do you make of what's happening in Houston?
I don't know what to make of exactly what's happening in Houston. My colleague Sam Amick and Kelly Iko did a hell of a piece for The Athletic about that breakup. I don't know how much fun that roster would be to coach. Now, granted, there are only 30 head coaching jobs. You have to almost take your opportunity when you can get it. But that's not, I don't think that's an easy job. Yes, there are two superstars on that team, but those are also two superstars who can be difficult to coach, two superstars who've never won an NBA title. You mentioned Mike D'Antoni. who else is out there available? Billy Donovan's out there available. I'm not sure. Certainly, Philadelphia has a lot of talent. That's not an easy situation to go into. I think Indiana, a fewer number of ways, is also an attractive position. It's going to be interesting to see where the veteran coaches go, where they land. That's what I'm curious to find out.
Let me ask you, again, the Magic offseason is going to be interesting, and we've talked about it over the last few weeks. I'm just putting a name out there because I do go back, and I'm sure you remember, one of the names, and maybe it was more media-generated, that we threw out there if the Magic were going to look to make a deal and maybe get a score, is Gary Harris. And all of a sudden, a guy that had minutes, then kind of lost minutes, actually played some significant minutes in Game 6 and 7. He played 42 minutes in Game 6 and 37 in Game 7 and scored 16 and 14. I don't know if that is an indication his role is changed back in Denver, but that's an interesting roster where it looked like he was part of a glut of players there. But what's your thoughts of Gary Harrison? Is that, and again, I'm admit media guy throwing out name there, but you remember those rumors, and we're just throwing stuff out there before about Gary Harris.
You know, I don't remember a Gary Harris rumor, but
I'll start it then.
All right, but look, there's so many rumors, no one could remember them all. And not just with the Magic, just the way it is these days with social media. He's not a scorer per se. Yes, he's had two seasons where he was either right at 40% or slightly above it from three, but he's not a scorer per se. He's more of a well-balanced player who does in fact bring defense to the table, but he's not the answer to the deficiencies the Magic have. He'd help them, but he wouldn't solve their problems. I don't think.
Josh on Twitter at Joshua B. Robbins. Follow his stuff. He's got great links also to some of the folks writing about teams that are still playing and other NBA news. Good catching up, Josh. Thank you.
My pleasure.
We come back. A chance to win a prize and something really important about that tease next.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.